It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word pray to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. Miss Neva Pyatt is over there running the iPad, and our guest this morning is Chasten Music. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it's a great morning.
Yes, it is.
It's cold, but it's great.
It's still good. The sun's up.
It is. That's right.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to our email, hourofpower@cableone.net. Or you can post it to our Facebook page, and we will do our best to get it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we will get it posted shortly after the program is ended. Our Facebook sponsor for today is Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln here in Elk City. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, contact Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln here in Elk City. They can find you what you're looking for. I think I covered it all this morning. Would you pray to start us out? Because I surely need it this morning, sir. Yes.
Dear Father, we just thank you for this day that you have blessed us with. Lord, every day that we wake up is a blessed day. And Lord, I just pray today as we deliver your word, Lord, I just pray that hearts and minds are open today and receptive to your word. I pray that you be with our listeners. Lord, we're thankful for this station. We're thankful, Lord God, for all that you continue to do, Lord, and all those that you continue to reach, Lord God. We just continue to give you praise and glory. We're looking forward to what you have in store, not just for today, but for this entire year. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I really like your title this morning, Closed Doors.
Closed Doors. Neva called me yesterday afternoon. Verses 12 through 16 from the words of the Apostle Paul. And I just want to read that to start off this morning. Philippians 3, beginning in verse 12, it says, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you." And then verse 16, "Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us be of the same mind." And I think those are just real powerful words from the Apostle Paul. As I begin this morning with this message, we're going to come back to this scripture, but I just want to share a few things with our listeners today. I want to remind them that the Lord has great things in place and in store for this year. And, you know, no matter what is being done, no matter what's being said, even in the way of news or what, you know, just people say around us, I believe that there are still some great things that God has prepared for his people this year. And, you know, there's things that are waiting for us to receive and also walk in 2022. But in order for us to move forward and to proceed to the greater things of the Lord, we have to be able to get into the place in our life, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, where we say, it doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to be this way. You know, the last 2 years have been the most trying and the most difficult, some of the most depressing years that we've been in. But even still, in the last couple of years, we can still see the goodness and the faithfulness of God. And I'm thankful for that, that no matter what we face or what we go through, we can still see the faithfulness of God, his love, his grace, his mercy continuing to lead us and to guide us. But in order to proceed and to move forward, even in this new coming year, we have to be willing to close some doors behind us. And this is just what the word that the Lord has laid upon my heart for us today, is we have to be willing to close those doors behind us. We must not look at 2022 the same way that we looked at 2020 and 2021. We must have a new view. We must have a new perspective. There's been many that said that this year is going to be no different than what we faced and what we've gone through. But I choose not to believe that. And I choose to believe that God has greater things in store for us. And this could be the greatest year that we've seen. This could be the most encouraging year that we've seen. I believe we're going to see doors open that we've never seen open before. We're going to see miracles. We're going to see healings. We're going to see the supernatural working that we haven't seen, because the closer that we get to the coming of the Lord, and as he tarries and he brings us into these new years, there's greater things in store for God's people. And we just need to continue to grab a hold of that. One of the doors that we must close, I'm going to get into some doors that need to be closed, but I really believe the first door that needs to be closed within our life is we need to close the door to this COVID virus.
Come on. Yes.
We need to close the door to the COVID-19. It must be closed. You know, every time, and this is what I mean by that, every time that we get a headache or a symptom, a COVID-19 should not be our first source. But we should say, you know what? No matter what it seems like, no matter what the symptoms look like, I know my God is a healer.
Yes.
And I know that he's able. And this is just a small little headache, and I'm not claiming that and believing that over my life. And so that's how we